From the KBIA newsroom in Columbia, I'm Madison Lawson. A second security line has been added at Columbia Regional Airport to accommodate growing numbers of passengers. The Columbia, Missourian report to the Transportation Security Administration began operating the second screening station today. Passenger loads at the airport have increased by 10 times in the past 10 years. Long lines at the single security station were particularly problematic in the early morning, when four flights depart from COU in less than an hour. The city also announced it will begin hosting monthly coffee chats that will allow the public to gather and ask questions about the airport. They'll be held from 8 to 9 a.m. the third Thursday of every month at the Walton Building at 300 South Providence Road. The first chat is scheduled for August 16th. The U.S. Drought Monitor says more than 2.5 million Missourians are affected by drought. Aviva Okeson-Haberman has more.
More than 50 counties are experiencing severe or extreme drought, and it could get worse. Mark Fuchs with the National Weather Service says next month's temperatures likely will be above normal.
So expect the drought to worsen or continue across most of the state and perhaps cover most of the state by the time October rolls around.
Thursday was the first meeting of the state's Drought Assessment Committee, which followed an executive order from Governor Mike Parson earlier this month. Missouri isn't the only state facing serious drought. Many counties in eastern Kansas are extremely dry. I'm Aviva Okeson-Haberman.
The Missouri county that includes Kansas City is the latest municipality to sue opioid makers, distributors, and pharmacies over what it calls the worst man-made epidemic in modern medical history. In the lawsuit filed yesterday in federal court, Jackson County states the epidemic has burdened it financially and says more than 300 people died of opioid overdose in the county from 2013 to 2017. The suit alleges deceptive marketing and evading regulations on selling controlled substances. The first defendant listed is Purdue Pharmaceuticals, the maker of OxyContin. Purdue has denied claims in lawsuits nationwide over the scourge of opioid abuse, saying it will defend itself. MU healthcare representatives will get together with 4th District Congresswoman Vicki Hartzler on Monday afternoon to talk about the status of a medication-assisted opioid recovery program. The Opioid State Targeted Response Program, which is funded by a federal grant, aims to use treatments such as buprenorphine to treat more patients with opioid addiction. Buprenorphine is an opioid itself that can be used to treat opioid addiction. The discussion will take place from 2:15 to 3 p.m. at the Missouri Orthopedic Institute. I'm Madison Lawson, KBIA News, Columbia.